It's extremely telling and compelling that when the Rambam describes in halachic terms the person who will be Mashiach, after telling us the kind of individual which is likely or assumed to be Mashiach, what the Rambam calls Becheskas Mashiach, and then he goes on to tell us about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the ingathering of the exiles, and he states, this is Mashiach Bevadai, the Rambam then says, V'yitaken Esa'ilum Kulei, and he will repair the entire world. And that means La'avedas Hashem B'yachad, so that everybody might serve God in unison. And an obvious question is, isn't Mashiach a Jewish leader, Rebbe, king? Why is he involved or engaged with fixing or repairing the whole world? And why is it, if that's a part of being Mashiach, that the Rambam doesn't mention this until after the process of Mashiach doing the kinds of things which would lead us to the assumption that he's a likely Mashiach, crossing the threshold of being a certain Mashiach, and only then the Rambam adds, V'yitaken Esa'ilam, he'll fix the whole world. The Rebbe once suggested that from the fact that the Rambam says earlier, in the 8th chapter of the Laws of Kings, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not give the Torah and the mitzvahs to all nations or all of humankind, but rather Li Yisrael, he says, nonetheless, V'chein Tziva, we were also commanded by Moshe Rabbeinu, Mepi HaGvura, by the mouth of the might. That's a language that's lifted from Masechet Sanhedrin in page 98, because all might and power is God's. So God, who is omnipotent and almighty, told us, Lakoif es kol bayi ha'olam, that our mission as a Jewish people was to repair or to gently coerce or persuade the entire world, lekabel mitzvahs, to fulfill or accept upon themselves the mitzvahs that Noach, or Bnei Noach, which is the Torah's terminology for humanity. The Rebbe suggests that this indicates to us that ultimately, in order for the Jewish people to fulfill their mission in its entirety, we couldn't simply have Mashiach influence all of the nation of Israel. We couldn't even have Mashiach bring all the Jewish people home to the land of Israel and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Ultimately, Mashiach will have to lead us towards a world that is healed, made whole, and perfected. And this is only after Mashiach has crossed all the thresholds. In the final phase, which is even past Mashiach Vaday, when all of us know with certainty that he's Mashiach, and Mashiach has come, ultimately, the world will reach its perfection. For Mashiach's essence is to create the perfect world, the world that fulfills the Torah's vision, God's mission to us in its entirety. May that be speedily and in our days. Amen.